Let's quickly go over the Gemara, Daf Lamed Dalet, Amed Beis, and then we'll learn the Gemara, Daf Lamed Hei, Amed Aleph, till the end of the Perek, and then we can go back to Tosfos, because it's theoretically one long sugya. Tanan Hosom, you learned in a Mishneh Maisres, Tenoikesh Shatomnu Teinim Me'erev Shabbos, V'shotchu V'loi Osu. He says the tenoikis were miyachet teinim me'erev Shabbos. They put it away that it should be eaten in Shabbos. V'shokru v'loy osru did not take maisa off. L'maytsoi Shabbos lo yoichlu. So the halacha is that we're speaking about something that's after Gemar Malacha. The halacha, there are two things. There's Gemar Malacha and Rias Pnei Abayis. And then it becomes tevel, then it's not permitted to be eaten in any oifen. So the Mishnah tells us, if there was Gemar Melocha, he was speaking about Gemar Melocha, and there was a yichud that it should be eaten in Shabbos, so somehow this is equivalent to Rias Pnei Abayis. You mentioned yesterday Rias Pnei Abayis is also a type of a Gemar Melocha, the Bichas Avraham says. So it's now that's the Gemar of the processing, now it's brought into the house. So a yichud v'achila Shabbos is equivalent to Rias Pnei Abayis. Is therefore, so we have all the components to make a tevel. But we have here Gemar Melocha plus a yichud l'Shabbos, which is equivalent to Rias Pnei Abayis. Is therefore l'maytzoi Shabbos l'yechul, so cannot, it's not permitted to be eaten maytzoi Shabbos achilas aray elim kenis. Nami, we learned another Mishnah. Amavir ta'inim b'chatzeroi l'katzos. A person, Rashi says Pshat, he spread out ta'inim b'chatzeroi. And the purpose of this spreading out is he intends that they should be dried. He wants to make, doesn't want to eat fresh ta'inim. He wants to dry them up to make regres. So this is a case of before Gemar Melocha. So before Gemar Melocha, the halacha is it's not tevel, so therefore one is permitted to eat an achilas aroi. And the pota b'mafresh maisos. Boy minei rove me Rav Nachman. So rove asked Rav Nachman a shayla in this case that before Gemar Melocha. He says, we have a Mishnah that after Gemar Melocha, Shabbos is Keveya, and you have to be Mafresh Maisos. What'll be the din? Shabbos Ma'o Shetikva Mukta Lamaisa. Well, Shabbos, before Gemar Melocha, Mukta is Dovo Shloi Nigmar Malach. There Rashi says this is only a Psa, he softened the Gemara. So if you have a Dovo Shloi Nigmar Malach, is Shabbos equivalent to Gemar Melocha plus Rias Pnei Abayis, and he gets a din tevel, and one is permitted to be mafresh, and one is mechuyev to be mafresh maisa. Shabbos ma'u shetikva mukta lemaisa, that's with lemukta is bedova shaligva malachta. Mi amrina, and Rashi says, we'll see later, there's a machlikas Rashi and Taisus, and the Rashi says, the Gemara is asking a double shayla. The Gemara is clearing a shayla that we said a yichud l'Shabbos could be is equivalent to Gemar Melocha and Rias Pnei Abayis. So that's one shayla. And if that is true, so if he was miyachid to eat it for Shabbos, so memele it will need hafroshes ma'is afilo meitzoi Shabbos. And there's another shayla that the halacha is that an achila Shabbos is nachshav ka'achilas kva. Does this apply also by a machel that is not, that it wasn't a Gemar Melocha? There's no Gemar Melocha on the machel, is it considered an achilas kva? This is without a yichud l'ochlei b'Shabbos, abol kaponim achilas kva is also, so b'Shabbos is nechshav k'achilas kva, does this also work before a Gemar Melocha? So it's a double shayla. It's a shayla if there'll be a yichud l'ochlei b'Shabbos, you have to be mafresh maisa for a mechila during the week. And if there wasn't a yichud lochle b'Shabbos, you just want to eat it in Shabbos, so it'll be also to eat, because it's considered like a chilas kva. Or not. Mi amrin in kivin ichli b'karos alo Shabbos oinik, so we see the Torah was makshiv, a chilas Shabbos, called an oinik. It's covered. So memele, so it will create a kviyas. As we mentioned, there has to be a double kviyas. If it was miyachid l'Shabbos, it'll be a kviyas, it'll be kveres mochiv b'mais all the time. If it wasn't miyachid l'Shabbos, but he ate on Shabbos, you ought to be mafrish mais. So afilu b'dover shlenigmer o'malachte. Oy dilme, b'dover shenigmer o'malachte kovo. No. This whole Mishnah that we hear tenoike shetomnu teinim is speaking b'dover shenigmer o'malachte. That means, it's the physical status of the food, it's nigmar malach. Now you need another stage in order to make a chiyuv maisa. You need a stage of riyas bnei abayis. So there, Shabbos is sufficient to be b'mokim riyas bnei abayis. So do b'dovo she nigmar malach toi kof. Aba b'dovo she loy nigmar malach toi loy kof. That was the Shaila Rove asked from Rav Nachman. Oma loy, Shabbos, Kevas, Bein Bedova, Shenigmar Malachtoi, Bein Bedova, Shaloi Nigmar Malachtoi. No, it's a kert, he was poishet, Lachumre, Shabbos is Kevay. Oma loy, so yes, then, Beima Shabbos, Dum Yid Chotzer, Chotzer is Kevay, Shabbos is Kevay. Ma Chotzer, Eni Kevas, Al Bedova, Shenigmar Malachtoi. If the Gvam Malach, Rias Pnei Achotzer, it's Keveya, Av Shabbos, Leitik, Ve'elu B'dov, Shnigma Malachte, but it's not better than Rias Pnei Abayis and Chotzer. Omaloi, Limud Oruchu, Biyodeinu, Sha Shabbos, Kevas, Ve'en B'dov, Shnigma Malachte, Ve'en B'dov, Shloim Nikma Malachte. Finished. That's what he was poishet, Rav Nachman was poishet, that Shabbos is Keveya, Afilu B'dov, Shloim Nikma Malachte. Omar Marzutra bereid Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman's son, Marzutra, wanted to bring a raya to his father's yesod. Af anan namitanim. I have a raya to my father's yesod from a Mishnah. Our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Vo'id Omar Rabbi Eleza, Oymed Odom ala Mukze Erev Shabbos. A person stands on a Mukze, so a Mukze was a mokim that he had put Kregris at Smukim. To become this Yabish. And Rashi said they were chozi veloi chozi. They were partially done. They weren't completely done. L'chayr says before Gmar Meloche. And he says, so now there's a problem of afachone. It's chozi veloi chozi. So if you want to eat it on Shabbos, you have to be making it. So the Gemara says, so the Mishnah says, if it is Erev Shabbos, in Shnas HaShviyis, so he'll be making it by saying Mikana Niyoichel, or Mizeh Mikana Pkana Niyoichel, like it's how the Hachone has to be. You have to specify what you're making, you have to be Mesamen what you're making, or you can be saying Mechambreire. But Al Kaponim, so the Mishnah says, like it's how the Hachone has to be, but the Mishnah says, this will only help Shnas HaShviyis. Time of the Shvius. So there's a dik. Only in Shvius this will help. What is the difference between Shvius and Shaya Mais Hashana? Because Shvius, there is no Chi of Maisris, there's no Tehu. So Memele, so the only problem is a problem of Achone. So he's making Erev Shabbos. Habishar Shnei Shavua. But if it would be another year, so then, this same anhoge of being making it Erev Shabbos to eat it on Shabbos, one would not be permitted to eat it. Why not? So we see, since he's miyached it for Shabbos, so it gets a din of v'tzuk v'lemaiser. He's not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. So we see Klo Ai, Groigris, speaking about something that was before Gmar Meloche. So we see that Shabbos works without a Gmar Meloche. My time allowed Mishum, the Shabbos Kov. So we see that Shabbos is Kevei. So the Gemara wants to Dingzich with Mazutre. Like, it's not a ayah from the Mishnah. It could be Shabbos is not Kedaya. Period. Before Gemar Malach, Shabbos is not Kedaya. Aye, so why during other years you cannot say the same, you can't make the same achonah? If it's before Gemar Malach and Shabbos isn't Kedaya, so you can eat an Achilas Arai. Shabbos is Kedaya, so you need Achilas Arai and Shabbos. Why can you do it during other years? Shani Hosa, Kivin the Omar, Mikan, and the Oichel Amocha, there was another thing that's Kedaya. There's another thing that's Machshavit. He said, Mikan, and the Oichel Amocha, Kovala Yilave. That, but he's Machshavit. For Achila, he says he's going to eat it. So that is Machshavit, and that shafts a Chiyuv Afroshe. And perhaps we can say, that Be'etzim, we mentioned yesterday, the Bichas Avrom says that Gmar Meloche and Rias Pnei Abayis is also a type of a Gmar Meloche. He brings a Gemara in Bob Metzia. And when the Gmar Meloche is finished, then Yechayiv Pemaisus, then it becomes Tevel. So what is Pshat? So Pshat is that there are two conditions you need to make it oimid l'achila. Number one, you need the physical processing of the food. The processing that has to be done to make it oimid l'achila, so that you need. Then you need riyas pnei abayis, which is, that's also, it's brought into the house. And then it's oimid l'achila. After all these stages have taken place, so it's oimid l'achila. No, it's oimid l'achila. Then it becomes tevel, yichayev b'mais. So l'chayre, perhaps we could say that oimid l'achila is relative. If a person says, I'm going to eat his groigres tomorrow. Let's forget about Shabbos. I'm going to eat it tomorrow. He's not going to eat it tomorrow. So by him, it's finished. There's nothing more to talk about. That means by him, he's oimid to eat it. So by him, it's finished already. It's oimid l'achila. So what halachically we need the Gemar Meloche and thus, here there won't be any Gemar, after he eats it, there's no Gemar Meloche anymore. This is his Gemar Meloche, he's finished. It's by him, it's oimid to be eaten. So the Gemara is saying, that's what he's machshavit. He says, I'm going to eat it tomorrow. So by him, it's finished already. It's taken care of. It's nigma melachtoi by him. So manela, so it's chayi b'maisa. He's the bailam and he says it's finished. So he's chayi b'maisa. So, but it's no raya that Shabbos is another cheshbon. Could be, but if he says beferish, he's going to eat it. So, memela, that's machshir. Shani hosam. She says, "Diu achshivei b'diburei shekorem achila." This is an achila. This is some memela. So that's so by him, it's a gemar meloch already. Everything was done already. He's up to eating it. Beautiful. I'll buy that. But I have one big problem. So the Gemara is asking such a kasha. The Gemara is asking, now, our Mishnah put together two different halachas. There's one, our Mishnah is speaking about Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Muktzeh, that something that's not mucham, it's chazi v'loi chazi, so you have to be making the Erev Shabbos. The Mishnah goes into machloikis, how the sachana goes about, with an oifim from Brere, with an oifim from Biro, you have to be mavara what you make. Fine, that's a Shabbos-tike machloikis. Now, the Mishnah also speaks about inyoni maisa, because the Mishnah says, this works in Shvius, and it doesn't work the other times of the year. So it's telling us a halacha that if this would happen to the other times of the year, Samela will be tevel. It will be tevel. Now, this second halacha was also put into Masechtas Bei, which is also speaking about Shabbos de Kinyon. So the Gemara means to ask as follows. So the Gemara means to ask if you'll say that Shabbos is the reason where there's a Chiyuv Maisa,
I mean, the way Mazutra said, the reason, if he's meyached it for Shabbos, so lemaisa, it becomes hukva lemaisa. So it's very good. So the Mishnah spoke about a tzir of Shabbos and Achone and Hilchas Maisres and Taket, because this is the combination that brings about these halachas. The Shabbos needs a Achone. Shabbos makes a chiyuv maisa. So it's all put into this Mishnah. But if the only thing that is negeya by Shabbos is the dachon of the kedin, which you don't have to speak about maisres. The only thing is which Shabbos plays a factor is that you have to be making something that's chazi b'lo chazi before Shabbos. Now the Mishnah is telling us another halacha, that if a person says he's going to eat something, so that's mashivit, that's a kviyas for maisa. That's a very nice halacha. Doesn't belong in Masechtas Bei. This belongs in Seder Zroim. That means that you should tell us in Seder Zroim. If a person says he's going to eat a machel, he says it Monday, he's going to eat it Tuesday, so it's chayv maisa. This belongs in Seder Zroim. Why did the Tane put these both halachas, the maisa the halacha, also in a maisa with Shabbos? Shabbos spielt nicht kein Rolle dort. In the Salach of Mais. So it's a raya to Mazutra, that's a kelt. The reason it's Sutra Mais is because of Shabbos, not because he was Machshevit Lachil. That's the Gboris Kash, Yochi Ma'i is Shabbos. So why, how does Shabbos come in the Mais of the Kishayla? Afilu Bechil Nami. So the Gboris says, so Kamash Malon, the Tevil Mukhan, who ate for Shabbos, Shim Ova Vesikne Misukim. So the Gboris answers as follows. No, that Be'emison, I'm sticking to my guns. The reason that there's a chiyuv maisa is not because of Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't make a chiyuv maisa. Shabbos is in keveya before Gemar Meloche. There's no inyan of Shabbos. What is keveya? That he was machshivo bedibo. He said shani yoichel. That's keveya. Now he's asking a kasha. So why does this maisa the keshayla? What is it negeya Shabbos? So he says it's meirdik negeya Shabbos. Because there's a diuk from the Mishnah. This Mishnah could have been written in two ways. The Mishnah said as follows, that if a person says he's making something, so if it's Shnas HaShviyas, he's allowed to eat it. We have a diuk, if it's not Shnas HaShviyas, he's not allowed to eat it. Fine. And we'll say, why can't he eat it? Because he was machshavit, so it's chayiv b'maisa, a tzukvul b'maisa, that was machshavit. What does this have to do with Shabbos? But the Mishnah only said you're not allowed to eat it, because it's tevil. So we can derive from the Mishnah, if someone will find the shegit, that will be mafresh maisris, so then you'll be allowed to eat it. If we will say that since it was tevil bein hashmoshes, it becomes muktzin, it's not mukhan. So then the Mishnah should have told us, the Mishnah should have been written differently. The Mishnah should have said that, Oymer mikanani erev Shabbos b'shviyis, Oymer mikanani oichol l'mocho, and shviyis areza mina mukhan. Then it's mukhan, because it never was muktzin. So then I'd be medayik, but what if it be shayim oisashone? It's not mina mukhan. Why? Because Shai by Shishana, since it became devil, so is Muktza also. So Afilu who make it ice devil will still be awesome. So the Mishnah, the way the Mishnah was written, the Mishnah only is saying indirectly that Shai by Shishana, you're not allowed to eat it out devil. That's all what the Mishnah is saying. And the Mishnah is not mentioning that Shai by Shishana, there's another chesol and it's not minamuchan. So it's coming to tell us that devil is minamuchan. That means the whole problem of Tevil and Shabbos is Tevil, but there's no second problem by Tevil. We don't say since it's also Lochle, it's Asech Daitim Imenu, and it's Mukta. We don't say such things. So the Gemara helped by Zif. So it could be Mazutra is wrong. Could be the Kevei Alamaisa is not Shabbos. Shabbos is not Kevei Alamaisa before Gemar Melochi. No, the Kevei Alamaisa is that he was Machshevit Lachila. That is machshavit that it's hukvala maisa. Now the Mishnah it told us this din in Ugadi Shabbos to tell us that even though it became Tevel, B'shayim Moshe Shona, but it's still Minamuch. So now we're up to, we slugged up Mazutre, and could be Shabbos is not Keveya, no, Dibura is Keveya. Fragte Gemore, Valei Moisroi Choyze. Shamine Lei Rabeleze, Doma Kolheche de Moisroi Choyze Loi Kova. Now let's just speak Oisemein. Then we'll see in Ivenik and Rashi. So the Gemara says to us, what are you telling me? Let me listen to what you're telling me. You're telling me in Hilchus Maaser as follows. You're telling me if a person says he's going to eat it tomorrow, so that means he's machshev it, and let's say the lomdus we mentioned before, so by him it's already nigmal kol melachti, it's oimid lachila, it's he's machshev it lachila. So then it becomes tevel. So the mele, his dibur makes that it becomes tevel. So he says, well, let's talk about another case. Let's say a case, I'll talk about another case, where the person goes and gathers peiros to make an achilas kva. He's going to make an achilas kva. Now, his actions are saying the exact same thing that this dibur was saying. He just said he's going to eat it. This guy didn't only say he's going to eat it. He went and he gathered peiros, which were loy nigmar melachton, and he brings it in, he's going to be kaveya sudan these peiros. He's going to be kaveya sudan the peiros. So now his actions are also telling me, and actions speak louder than words, that he's machshev this for achilas, he's going to be kaveya sudan this. Fine. So also should be the, so according to you should be the same din. So memeila now yechayev b'maisa already. Rabbi Lezer, the Tana of our Mishnah, said as follows. He says, actions don't mean anything. He says, if he'll eat an achilas kva, he'll have to be mafresh meiser, or so he's eating. But let's say he brought in, the Mishnah is speaking about olives. A person brought in, and he was meileach the olives, these are all perulis of showing the mal meloche, tzfartik, tzaymed lachila. He brought in 100 olives. He ate 20 of these olives. And he stopped eating these olives. So Rabbi Lezer says, the 20 olives, he made an achilas kva on 20 olives. He's mukhiv to be mafresh mais on these 20 olives. The other 80 olives which he had brought in to make an achilas kva, but since Lamaisa, he didn't make an achilas kva, and these 80 olives can be returned back. That means, let's be begashim a little better. These olives were taken from, it was aimed to make shemen out of them. So that was before Gemal Meloche. You're taking out 100 olives from a maton, that's a place where, that's the, one of the achonis of a siyah shemen. So he took out 100 olives, and then he intended to make a sudah shleim b'shaiti and 100 olives. So the 20, it was kevei, 20 olives he ate, so those 20 olives, the other 80 olives, so the machlokes Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, no, action speaks louder than words. This person, from his actions, we see that these 100 olives are oimid leheyochel. They're not oimid to make shemen out of them. Oimid leheyochel. He brought them in. So memela, so it's nigmar melachton, and then it's chay b'maiser. So it's chay b'maiser already. He's not allowed to eat these 80 olives anymore without a flushes mice. Rabbi Lezer said, a person's actions, he can retract his actions. He brought it in. He intended to eat it. He changed his mind. Know what he's going to do now? He's going to put it back again to make shemen out of it. He wanted to eat it. I won't eat it. He changed his mind. Something happened. He committed himself. It's called nigmar melachta because he had intentions to eat it. He changed his mind. So Rabbi Lezer said, if when he does a pu'ula, and he does a pu'ula that shows that by him it's aimed to be eaten. So this pu'ula all does not mean anything. Whatever he eats, is there you see that it was by him it's nigmar melachta. But other zaitika hichochis in pu'ulas, which is bekayach for him to retract, so it doesn't mean anything. philosophy, but Rabbi Lezer says, what will be if when he took it out of the maton, he can't retract it anymore? Let's say the zesim and the maton are tohir, and he's tomei. So whatever he took out, he knew, listen, there won't be any shemen made out of these zesim because I'm tomei, and if I put it back, I'll make a whole chuban in the maton. So then, that such actions which are not retractable, that's taki gizuk. So he said, he declared with his actions, these olives will not, it's finished. It's nigmar malachtam. Shemen will not be made out of them. They're going to be used to be eaten. So then, the halacha is taki, if you want to eat them, you have to be mafresh maaseh. Because an action which is not retractable, that action speaks. But an action which is retractable, such an action doesn't speak. Now, let us see the Gemara in the Meir. Fregt the Gemara, v'alai moisroi choyza. When a person says he's going to eat it, he can retract his words. He can change his mind and say he won't eat it. He said in the Mishnah he's going to eat these groigris when they're three quarters dry. He can change his mind. No, I'll wait till they're completely dry. Rabbi Lezer says that whenever he did something that it's biyodai lachzer to make a gemar meloche, some melech no kviyis. He thought like this, he changed his mind, he changed his mind. Nothing happens with something that's moisroi, the leftover can be returned. This not? We learned the Mishnah. Hanoitel zeisim min hamato. A person took zeisim min hamato. The maton is a place that they put a lot of zeisim that they should become soft and they should become ripe, and that enables them to squeeze out the shemen from the zeisim. Is toivel achas b'melach v'oichel. So he can eat 200 zeisim, but the way he eats it, he has to eat it. He's toivel achas b'melach, and he eats it right away. Toivel achas b'melach v'oichel. So that means as follows. That means he takes out one at a time. And when he's taking out one at a time, so we have to understand, so what is pshat? So pshat is like this. He takes out one at a time, that means there's 2,000 olives in the matzah. I'm taking out one olive. So pshat is, this olive is a chelik of these 2,000. It's not, the olive is aimed to make shemen out of it. I'm nibbling now from the shemen olives. That's what I'm doing. I'm not making that this is aimed lachila. I'm nibbling. So when you nibble, it's considered, so you're taking from shemen olives, you're taking from olives shlanigma malata, and I'm nibbling from olives shlanigma malachto. That is, toivel achas b'melech boichel. You take one at a time, you can stay there the whole day, you can eat 200 olives gezun tehei. And we consider it's not called nigmara malachta. No, the matan is not nigma malachta, and I'm just nibbling from the matan. But v'im toval v'nosal lefonav asor. But what happens if he put them in, table them in salt, and he took out 10, and now he's sitting down to eat 10 olives? No, this is not called. He's not nibbling from the maton. You know what this means? This means he took this out, and these are going to be eaten. The matam, these olives, which are the nigma malachtam. But these olives, by me, the nigma malachtam, these are aimed to be, I'm going to eat these olives already. Is chayev, so he's, so chayev. So he's chayev to be mafresh mais already. It's nigma malachtam. Rabbi Lezer oime, it depends. That would you say, all these ten achayev be maiser, it depends. Min ha-maton ha-toy, min ha-maton toy, if the maton is toy, I will see later the Gemara explains this, so then, and he's a tomei. So these 10 that were taken out, with the knowledge that they cannot be put back, because he's tomei, so this is an action that's showing that these olives, Enigma Malachtam, these olives are not like those olives. These olives are Enigma, these olives are Oymed Lachile, and so Amela Soyichai Bemaisa. Min Hamatan Tomei. But what if the olives and the Matan are Tomei? So he always has the opportunity and the capability to put back whatever he took. Spota. So then it's potter for maisa. I took it, I wanted to eat it. Then I wanted to eat it. I changed my mind. I won't eat it. So these actions do not mean anything. We don't see any commitments, nothing from these actions. But now we're going to explain this halacha. What's the difference if the matan is toil, if the matan is tome? Because theoretically, if the person is toil, so it's also what's the difference? So the Gemara says, "V'maramabo reisha b'maton toyer v'gavrotom." The reisha is speaking about the maton is toyer, the person is tummy. V'motzi mahadala, he can't put it back. So therefore, taking out 10 olives from the maton means that these olives is nigmaro melachton. They're not oimed anymore to make shemen out of them. So mamelos has chayu b'maisa, zukfal maisa. Seifa b'maton tomei v'gavra tomei, the motzi mahadalei, he could put it back, he could put it back, some emele, it's golnish, but golnish, some emele, it doesn't mean anything. Suppose the Gemara's kasha. So Gemara's kasha was, so we see from over here, that actions which speak louder than words only mean something if after the actions it's not retractable anymore. Then actions mean something. But if an action was done, and then you heard your message, and it's retractable, so it doesn't mean anything. So what's the kasha? So now, what are you telling me, Pshat Na Mishnah? Pshat Na Mishnah is, you know why you chayiv b'maiser? Shabbos is not kedeya. Before Gemar Moloch is not kedeya. No, he said he's going to eat it. So the Gemara is asking, so saying isn't better than actions. He can always reach out. He said he's going to eat it finished. So it's finished. It has to be like that. So Mamela, it's retractable. So if it's retractable, so Mamela, so it doesn't become Maiser. So now we're back to Mazutra's Rai. Mazutra had said, you know what the reason is? It's Rai B'Maiser because Shabbos is Kaveh. So the Gemara, threw a monkey wrench in Rabbi Mazutra's Rai. No, it's not out Shabbos, it's out the Dibur. It's much of it. So he says, Machshiv? Machshiv isn't better than a Maiser that's Moisrei Chayzer. And if it's Moisrei Chayzer, so it doesn't mean anything. That's the Gemara's kasha. No. Here, he can't be tracked. Masnisa nami b'mukze toyer, the gavra tomi. No. Here we're speaking about that the peiris in the mukze are toyer, and he's tomi. V'motzi mahada. He can't return it. After he takes it out, he can't return it. In fact, the Gemara of Leimur Zoram Vohim Dimei. That's very good. If he would take it out per poil, then he can't return it. You're right. But the Mishnah is speaking about he didn't take it out per poil. The Mishnah is speaking about he said he's going to take it out. Can he change his mind? He sure can. It's there already. Nothing happened with it. So it's Zichir. It's Maisrei Chayzer. He could leave everything there. So the words don't mean anything. So Memele. So where are we up to? So we're up to, so now we are proving Mazutra's right. So Yehoshtik Teire, that the Mechayev of Maisa was not Shabbos. Not Shabbos is Keveya, no, the Dibur is Keveya. That Belezer is the last person that you can say this on. The Chachamim could be right. The Chachamim, you'd be right 100%. The Chachamim say that a person does an action that shows he wants to eat it, so it's called Nigmar Melachta, it's Chayav B'Maaseh. So it could be a Dibur, it's also the same thing. The Chachamim, you're right. But the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that Moisrei Chayzel, so if it's Moisrei Chayzel, so nothing happened with it. So it's not Chayav B'Maaseh. So Memele, so Mazutra's Raya, he brought a good Raya to his father. Elo Omar Rav Shimi Bar Ashi Rabbi Eliezer Ka'amrit. Okay, Mazutre, I'll deal with you with your raya in a different way. You're right, Taki. The Mishnah Rabbi Eliezer holds Rabbi Eliezer holds that Shabbos is kaveh. You're right. The kviyas cannot be mitzadi buroi because it's maizrei choizer. The kviyas al Shabbos. And Rabbi Eliezer tak old Shabbos is kaveh. But Rabbi Eliezer tamay da omatumikov of a choshkein Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer holds other things are also kaveh. It's not. We learned the Mishnah. If a person is perish leinigmaro melachta, and he goes and he's mafresh truma. Now this afroshes truma is also show something. That means, what are you mafresh truma? It's not aimed to be eaten yet. What are you mafresh truma? So being mafresh truma, weiss doch ois, it's also a type of a chashivis. You machshev it, you mafresh truma already. So Rabbi Lezer says, Afroshes trume, amperish reinigmero melachton, is mechayim b'mais. No. So Rabbi Lezer could also hold, Shabbos is also good. So then we see Rabbi Lezer holds that there are dvorim hakoivim afilu anadovash reinigmer melachton. So Memela, just like Afroshes trume is keveya, could be Shabbos is also keveya. V'cholskin Shabbos. This nan perish etolmon ashonigmar melachton ablaza oisa lecho mehen aroi bechachomim matir. So what does that mean? So the Gemara is only saying as follows. So pshat in the Mishnah according to Rabbi Lezer, you're right. Rabbi Lezer holds Shabbos is keveyef before Gemar Malach. But laloch we don't pass like Rabbi Lezer. We don't pass in the Trum is keveyef. So it could be what we don't pass in Shabbos is keveyef. So Mamela, so that's how we can ding zich with the Raya of Malzutra. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara, let's go a little further. The Mishnah says, Toshma, Misefe, V'chachomim oimrim ad sheyirshon, V'yoyma mikam v'yadkam. Now, the same Raya we had, according to Rabbi Lezer, we have according to the Chachomim also. The Chachamim, we have also the same Pisgam over here, that the Chachamim say, there's a shell, how to be making it, with Breira, on Breira, akapon. But we have this Deek in the Mishnah, which the Chachamim also say, that the Mishnah says as follows, that this Eitzah is only good, Shabbos Shoshnas HaShviyis, but Shal Shabbosais, it's no good. And what does that mean? And what does that mean? So Kol Choch, why Shal Shabbos is not good? Because Shal Shonim, why is that not good? Because it's Chayiv B'Maisa. So what is Chayiv B'Maisa? Why is it Chayiv B'Maisa B'Shal Shonim? It's a Raya that Shabbos is Keveya. And you can't tell me you're Shiktei Rabbi Lezer L'Taimei, but because the Chachomim are Chaylik Rabbi Lezer. The Chachomim hold that Trum is not Keveya. V'Afel Pika and Shabbos is Keveya. So we see already that was Malzutra's Raya. Toshma miseifa v'chachomim oimim ad sheyirshem v'yomim mikam v'ad kam. Time ed erev Shabbos b'shviyis the law bar esuriyah. So you can be back from the Mishnah. This is only permissible erev Shabbos shviyis. There's no problem of tevil. Ho b'shar shnei shivu adimnei asuri nino asuri. But other years that there's a problem of tevil, so obiyosa. My time. So what's the difference? Man ishtano shar shonim. Because that's the difference, because Shabbos is Keveh, yeah? And then Shal Shonim, the Zechiyah Maisa, and Shabbos is Keveh. So the Gemara says, Loi, from the Chachami don't ever write, Shani Hosem, Kivan Doma, Mikan, Vatkan, and the Oichel, and Mocha, Kovalai. So the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you my same shtick Torah I told you in Rabbi Lezer. You know what's Keveh for Maisa, not the Shabbos. The dibur is keveya for maisa. No, before we said this teretz in Rabbi Lezer, we shlugged it off because Rabbi Lezer cannot hold the dibur is keveya la maisa, because Rabbi Lezer holds afilu a mais is not keveya if it's maisrei chayza. So in Rabbi Lezer we couldn't say this tiktayra. But the chachamim hold you don't say maisrei chayza. The chachamim said if you do a maisa that shows you want to be keveya this lachila tukva la maisa. So Mamela the Chachamim hold, if you say I'm going to eat it, it's also Keveya Lamaisa. They don't know the lumbus, it's retractable. As long as you said it, it's done, and it's Chayiv B'Maisa. So Mamela, so we don't have any Raya from the Chachamim We don't have any raya from the Chachomim that Shabbos is kevei. It could very well be that the Dibur is kevei. Fragt der Gemara, if the whole key of Meiser is no Shaykhis with Shabbos, so why was this Meiser the Kedin brought in this Mishnah? So it belongs in Seder's Roim. Vayiyi Shabbos afilu b'chel nami, yakamash malon, v'tevel buchun eitzel Shabbos, shimova v'tikne misukin. The same terrors we said before, he chapped on Shabbos to tell us that the only problem, if it will be done, b'shar yemaisa shone, b'shar shonim, the only problem is a tevel dike problem, not a mukta dike problem. So with this, he's telling us that tevel is not mukta, yemova v'tiknoi misukin. Now, let us start learning the Rashi from the top of Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara asks, "V'lei Moisrei Chayse, Heichi Motzis Lameima? How could you say the Kviyusa Mishum Diburahu that it becomes Nikva Lameisa because of the Dibur? V'lei Afilu Noitel Harbe Mina Tevel B'Chayil. Afilu a person will take a lot of Tevel Mina Chayil. The Noisin Lafonav, and he puts it in front of him. The Merzi we see." The kviyalei ba'achila melube, he wants to kveya all these peiros achila melube. So we see the zikha akviyus, it's oimed lo'achloi. Im dovo haroi laharzev ha-moyser achachilose lamokim shenot lemisham. If it is something that is possible to return to where he got it from, he can return it to its previous status of koidem gmar meloche. Rabbi Lezer says, so his previous actions do not create any kviyas. If there was only a dibur without a mais, it doesn't create any kviyas. Matam kli godel shetzeivrim boy es hazeisim kedei sheyischamemu. That it gets warm and the shemen gets ripe. It'll be easy to extract in the Beis Abad. So it says like this. We don't say, if he takes out singly from the maton, Zaysim, so we don't say that what he's table it that makes it an achilas kva. Since he's eating it singly, so it's not considered that he was mafrish this is already nigma malachta. Right? It's considered he's nibbling from something that's not nigma malachta. And it says further, Minamatan toyachayiv la'aser, shein roi laharzer moisroi. Because it was taken out from a matan toya that it's, you can't retract your actions. Kimukla lakame begavra tome shenitmo bimagoi. So the zaysim became tome when he touched them. Uch shemar ziron, and he'll put them back. Misar vinat meyim imatahirim. So I'll get mixed up. Umetame yashem. Now you start making shemen out of it. So you'll be metame your whole shemen, what you want to make. Is vaday kisha is matamishem in the kivin dein roi laharza moisron. So since you cannot return the mois, vaday kisha klino mikol radai telamechal akulu shaklin. So this is zicha, whatever you took out, he knew. Make up your mind. You can't put it back. You can't change your mind. So this was taken out to be eaten. This is nigmal melachtoi. This is going to be eaten. Peshav yachilas kva. So that's called an achilas kva. That's not called nibbling. That's called, I'm eating it already. This was nigma malachta. Min hamaton tomei pota. But if he took it off of hamaton tomei, nisharei laharza hamaisa, he can return it. V'chi sheklinu meikore bereisha, dat lemechol pulta. He only had intentions to eat a little. Paduri maisa shak. Whatever he eats. Whenever he doesn't eat, he has the option to return. Like the Gemara, Maishna Reisha Den Yochel Aharza, Mishin the Matan Toy, what's a Matan Toy, the Efshali is Gam Ima Odom Toy, you could return it if he's an Odom Toy. Vamar Avabor, Kulo, Begavra Tomi Metukme. This whole Mishnah is speaking about a person who's tummy. Reisha, the matan toil, and Moslem head. Vim taima, sarashi, yes, I need mu, zaisi, a matan, kshinotu, man. What do you mean you can't return it? It became tummy already. When he took it out, it became tummy. Loi tummy, alamoki magoi. It only became tummy what he touched. Vyochel asalke misham, We'll see that the Lashon of Tosis is more clear, the Rishash Machbagirus and Rashi. But L'cheira, the Mechuban is, it's possible to take out, and he's only Metama what he's touching. It doesn't have to be Metama the whole Matan. So it's very possible that if it's a Matan Toyer and he's Tomei, that the Matan still remains Toyer, but he cannot bring back the Tomei the Gezeis. Hochi garsinan reishe bematn toyer begavra tomi lemotzel meheda. Seifom begavra tomi matn tomi de motzel meheda. Meshanine na de gemore esem as nisen nami. So the more answers, mishn also the kova b'diburei. We wanted to say that the kviyas is because of his dibur. He said it's going to eat it. Bekova diburei bemukze toyer begavra tomi eskin lemotzel meheda moisre. He can't. He cannot bring it back. In fact, what do you mean he can't bring it back? He never took them out. It was only a dibo that he's going to eat it. So think about it. If he did take the efshe bechazor, and it's possible to return mahani lechazor, it doesn't become mikva lemaisa. Nami, but it's also in the case when it's not possible to turn above a not long, ali diburu paum ein lecha chazor kazut. There's no greater chazor than this. He never took it away, so he doesn't have to bring it back. But the mishkal nami lo shikli, never took it, and it's there, and it can remain there already. Hachi gasin elo marav shimi barashi elo loylam shabbos udekovu b'masnis. You're right. The Mishnah, which is going according to Rabbi Lozi, cannot say. You cannot say that the Sibbe of the Kviyas Meiser is the Dibur. The Dibur is not Kivei. Or Shabbos of the Kov Masnis. B'chim Misalkes Leila Ma'azuta Misiyate. But if you want to shlug up Rabbi Zutas Raya, the Lesai Levu Masnisen, there's no Raya from the Mishnah. Ochi Tesalke. Ochi Gassim. Elo Omar Rav Shimi Barash. Elo Loilom Shabbos of the Kov Masnis. You're right. The Mishnah that says that it's, that Bashar Yemaisash, Bashar Shonim, that it'll become Tevel, the reason it becomes Tevel is because it's Miyachad Elishabbos. Misalkes Leila Marzutra Misiyates, if you want to be Misalik the Raya Marzutra, Leila Saila Vua Mimasnis and Ochitisalki, this is how you should be Misayay. Rabbeleza Ka Amrit, if you, this is how you should be Misalik the Raya. From him you're bringing a raya that Shabbos is kevei la maisa fill it with algemar melacha. A blessed time made a matrume kevei astavish la nigma melachta. Shemigviya trumose, if a person was mafrish trum and nesa lachila saroyat sheyafrish ha-maisris. So a pula of tikkun, that alone, a pula of tikkun is sufficient that it's kaved lemaisa becholshken Shabbos shiva chilosa. Avol rabbonon neimeloch. According to the rabbonon, so I'll tell you, keheched the pligi betrum, pligi b'Shabbos. Just like they hold that trum is not kaved, so Shabbos is also not kaved. Toshma miseifed leAfrika bonalei elul inyembreirim. The whole machloikis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Lezer is, they say, yes, pray, embre, abu moidulei, the davke erev Shabbos, b'shvi'is, or b'shashne, shibua, osa, mishumais, so what makes it tevil b'shar, shar shonim, so akochor Shabbos, so the Gemara says, no, the dibur is machshavit. Hi, why does it mention Shabbos? The tevil muchanu, ke the parishis. Here we can't slug off the terrace like we slugged up by Rabbi Lezer. Mishim the Rabbona, Shemin Eluda, Filo Moisrei Choyzer, the Chayla Leikibiusa, the Rabbona, and hold even Moisrei Choyzer, Chayla Leikibusa. Hilkach ich hele mitle tamay de rabbanim masnisa nami mishim di yikovei veloi mishim Shabbos. But so therefore you can say, according to the rabbanon, the reason that Tzchai becomes devil is because he was keveya, but not al Shabbos. Let us go further. Uremini. So now the Gemara says, I'll ask astire in Rabbi Lezer. So what are you telling me now? We're up to now as follows. Rabbi Lezer personally holds that Shabbos is keveya bedovo shalai nigmaro melachte lemaisa. That's Rabbi Lezer. And that's Pshat na Mishnah. So I'll ask you astire Rabbi Lezer. We learned as follows. Hoya oichol ba'eshkel. A person was eating an eshkel. He was tailish an eshkel from a vineyard. So he had a cluster of grapes. He's eating it. V'nichnas migago lechotzem. And now he entered migina lechotzem. So migina lechotzem. He was tailish from the gin. He's going into the chotzem. He wants to continue eating it. Rabbi Lezer oimer yigmer. Rabbi Lezer says he can be goimer. So what is pshat? He says Rabbi Lezer says it's like nigmar malachtai. The anovim are aiming to make wine out of them. He's nibbling from the anovim. He's taking an anovim. So it's like nigmar. This is also aiming to take wine, just nibbling from it. So since it's before gmar malach, Philly enters the chotzer. So a chotzer is not kevei lemaisa before gmar malach. So let him continue eating. If the etzem achila is an achila sarai, so even though now he's in the chotzer, let him continue eating it. A chotzer is not keveya koydem gmar malach. Rabbi Yeshua oima lo yigmer. Yeshua says he shouldn't be goyimer. Choscho, not another case. Choscho beleili Shabbos. Again, this person tore off an eshkel of anovim erev Shabbos, and he's eating it, and now it becomes leili Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer oimer, yigma, continue eating it. As long as it's an achilas aroi, you're eating achilas, so continue eating it. You're eating it, continue eating it. Rabbi Shua oimer, lo yigma. So what's the kashe? So it's a shreklach kashe. So we see from over here that Rabbi Lezer holds that Shabbos is not keveya, and you were telling me all along that Shabbos is keveya. He said, Rabbi Lezer, tum is keveya b'leinigmalachta. Shabbos about the givis keveya b'leinigmalachta. I see somehow your mathematics doesn't stim. Tum he holds is keveya, but you see Shabbos is not keveya. So it's a psastir in Rabbi Lezer. And for the Gemara, Hosom Kediktoni Taime, Rabbi Nosson Oime, Loik Sheomar Rabbeloza Yigmer Bachotza Yigmer, Loik Sheomar Rabbeloza Yigmer Bachotza Yigmer, Ale Yeitze Chutz Lachotza Yigmer. For Loik Sheomar Rabbeloza Yigmer Bishabes Yigmer, Ale Mamtil Meitzoi Shabes Yigmer. So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara is saying as follows. The Gemara is saying like this. No, we said a Yisod, that Rabbi Lezer holds, that Shabbos is kriveya afilo leinigmara malachte. We have mentioned there's two types of kviyas. There's a kviyas if a person is miyachet something, lachila Shabbos, so that already is considered like Nigmara malachte verias pnei abayis, it's meyuchet for achila Shabbos. So then it's chayiv b'maisa afilu meitzoi Shabbos. He was meyachedet for achila Shabbos. That's one inyan that Shabbos is kivei. Then there's another inyan of Shabbos is kivei. He wasn't meyachedet for Shabbos. No, he wants to eat it in Shabbos. So there's a lomdis that an achila Shabbos is called an achila skva. Achila skva is also afilu by tenu de rabbono. So if you want to eat it, he wasn't miyachadit for Shabbos. But whatever he eats Shabbos, he eats one grape for Shabbos, so that grape is a din of achilas kva, and now it's an achilas kva of tevel without afroshes maisos. So the Gemara says that you're learning long pshat in this Mishnah. That what Rabbi Lezer said, yigmoyer, We learned like this. He was eating some grapes, Erev Shabbos, v'choshcha olav ayoy. It became now Shabbos, but it became Shabbos. So Yigmar. So what does Yigmar mean? So Rav Nosson said Yigmar means that Meitzoy Shabbos, he can finish eating it. Shabbos versteht sich, he can't eat it, because Shabbos is, an Achilles Arai of Shabbos is called Kva, even though it's like Yigmar or Malachte. He didn't mean Yigmar in Shabbos, he meant Yigmar after Shabbos. And why Yigmar after Shabbos? Because, we had mentioned before, that the whole din, that it's called Akvius Lamaisa, is that Stavke, if he was Miyached at Lachila Shabbos, then it gets a din, it's Ke'ilu, Nigmar Malachtoi, Ries Neabayis, that's if he was Miyached at Lashabbos. If he wasn't Miyached at Lashabbos, but just he wants to eat a grape for Shabbos without a Yichud, so that grape you're not allowed to eat in Shabbos. Mitzoy Shabbos, you're allowed to eat it. So he says, you're learning wrong pshat in Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer does not mean that Yigmar b'Shabbos has v'sholom. Rabbi Lezer holds that Shabbos is keveya b'dovo sholei nigmar ha-moloch te'lemasoi, but he means you can eat it after Shabbos. And v'shteitzach after Shabbos, since there was no yichud l'Shabbos, so he's permitted to eat it after Shabbos. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, remini de Rabbi Lezer ad Rabbi Lezer. Omesiu astir Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Lezer. Hoya oichel ba'eshkel, Ustam eshkel lav gmar malochi, stam an eshkel lav gmar malochi, the stam anovim ledriche kaimi. Stam anovim oimed to squeeze out, to make wine out of them. Benichnas migino shalokta misham, a bole lechotzi. Abeleza oime yigmer, im rotze ligmer bechotze, yigmer achilosa, dein chotze kevas babushle nigmer malachtoi. So he now is in a chotze, so what? So the rias chotze was not keveye, was nigmer malachtoi. Rabbi Shua Oima lo Yigma, Kasova, Chotza, Kevas, Dobe, Shloin, Digma, Malachtek. So my mail, now I went to the Chotza, stop, it's Chotza's Kevay. Hochi Gassin, Chosh Chaleli Shabbos, Rabbi Lezer Oima Yigma, Im Chotza, Ligma, Kehechid Oma Bochotza, just like Chotza is not Kevaya, Im Loin, Digma, Malachtek, Oma, Vishabbos, Yigma, Chilos, Nein, Shabbos, Kevas, Dobe, Shloin, Digma, Malachtek. That's what Rabbi Lezer says here. Umas nisin okim the time of the Rabbi Lezer. The Mishnah we said different. The Bishash neshvu aloi mishim the Shabbos kover. Mishim dibure aloi matzinu lameim. You can't say that the kvi is out the dibu. The Rabbi Lezer maishrei choyza. So in the Mishnah we proved that Rabbi Lezer holds the Shabbos is kevei afiladov shloin nigmar malachta. And here we see that Shabbos is not kiveya b'dov shenigmar malachtek, loy nigmar malachtek. Alchi galsin Rab Nosnoim loy k'sham Rabbi Lezer yigmar b'chotze yigmar, ala yaitze chutz lachotze b'yigmar. V'loy k'sham yigmar b'Shabbos, loy k'sham yigmar b'Shabbos yigmar, ala yamtim. V'tavayet Rabbi Lezer, k'ois going Rabbi Lezer. The Islay Rabbi Lezer Shabbos kovan, no. Rabbi Lezer whole Shabbos is kiveya. Meal some meal is not allowed to eat it in Shabbos. Shabbos is keveya b'dovash and afilu b'dovash l'nigma malachtei. Mila meitzoi Shabbos yigma. Meitzoi Shabbos it should be goyma. The leidomi, what is it different than tinoikis? Leidomi le tinoikis yetom nu teinim disnan bulel meitzoi Shabbos lo yoivlu. Dosim lachila Shabbos yichtom. There, speaking of those miyachidit lachila Shabbos. Hil kach kovalayos ikols kovalamaisa. So it was layichta l'Shabbos. So if he eats at Shabbos, it'll be called an achilas kva. If he won't eat it in Shabbos, so mitzvah Shabbos he eat it. Yesh svarim sheiksuva ben b'shibush v'ching asinu lo b'mishne the mesechtes meisres Rav Nosson b'tesefte the meisres hochi itma. I don't know what Rashi means. Rashi means to say that in the svarim it said that this is the memory of Rav Nosson is in the mishne. It's not true. It's in the barais. I don't know what Rashi is saying over here. Al Kaponim. So the Maskonis HaGemore now is that Rabbi Lezer was sticking to our guns. Rabbi Lezer holds that the Dovo Shloi Nigmar HaMalach Tele Meiser Shabbos is Keveye. He is Miyachedit for Shabbos. He is Miyachedit for Shabbos. So then it's they have to be Mafreshit for Meyes Mafresh Meiser for the Meitzoy Shabbos. He wasn't Miyachedit for Shabbos, so he's not allowed to eat it in Shabbos. Now, we find something in this Barais over here speaking about it wasn't miyachadit for Shabbos, it was just one seated in Shabbos. Now, let us just say one ha'ore. We won't go further than the ha'ore, but the ha'ore is worth repeating. The Chazon Ish says the ha'ore, the Shashim says the ha'ore. That, the Gemara, Rav Nosson explained to us that that kula that Rabbi Lezer said, Yigma means Meitzoi Shabbos. So now let's go one step further. And Rabbi Yeshua said, Lo Yigma, that means Meitzoi Shabbos. So it comes out, Rabbi Yeshua is telling us, Amu'im de Kechidish, that we have something that's Lo Nigmaro Melachtoi, and Shabbos passed by, you have to be mafresh meiser from it already. So the whole halacha that one is permitted to eat an achilas aray from leinigma malachta is before Shabbos, before a duchkigangen Shabbos. So tamol duchkigangen Shabbos, forget about it. Then already, this is a very, very big chiddush to say. So me bleiben mit the kasha and let's go further. The reshash is a meir de kiluyis, but let us go further. Sagt die Gemara, ki osa robin oma rabbi eichene, echot Shabbos, ve echot trume, ve echot chotzer, ve echot mekach, kulom ein koivin ela bedovo shenigmaro melachton. So the pashtes is, robin om rabbi eichene is coming vehemently to disagree with Rav Nachman. We clear the Shaila, Robert S. Rav Nachman, the Shaila is Shabbos Keveya Lemaisa before Gemar Meloche. And Rav Nachman said yes, and Rav Yochanan said no. Echot Shabbos, ve echot Truma, ve echot Chotza, ve echot Mekach, these are Dvorim HaKoivim, ein Koivim Alabadova Shenigmaro Melachton. If it was Nigma Melachton, so then these are Keveya. But before Gemar Malach, there's nothing more to talk about. Shabbos, why are you telling me, what's your chiddush that Shabbos is not Keveya? Before Gemar Malach, Lafuki Midehilo. The Sanya, we learned, Ama Amer, Peiris Mimokim Lemokim, Liktois, it's a Christ in the Gemara, the Goins Gils in the Tesefta, that a person was ma'ama peiris mimokim lamokim, and the purpose is liktzeis. That means he wants to make tzias. It is not oime to be eaten at the present stage. It's before gemar malach. He wants to make tzias. V'kideish aleihem hayoim, and it became Shabbos. So you have koidim gemar malach, it became Shabbos. Omar Rabbi Yehudah said, Hillel la'atzmai oisa. Hillel alone said, you're not allowed to eat it. That means Hillel was the only person that said that if it became Shabbos, even though it's le'nigmaro melachtoi, you're not allowed to eat it. That's Hillel. But all chachmei adoyer, acholik al Hillel. So in other words, we hold that before gemar melach, Shabbos doesn't make any kviyas whatsoever. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Ve'echad mekach imochan lechaver koydum mamaloch leimrinin achshevinu b'hochi ve'itzrichi le'rabiyach nashminu b'shem dikel amando makove kidul kamon." There's a man diom that said mekach is kevei before gmamaloch. Shabbos itzrich labiyach na lemeima lafuki midehilu lasilchas kevosai. Look at Rabbanon, the pligi alei hilu laatzma hilu levada yois mashme dechol deire chalukin alo. So we say that Shabbos is not kevei before Gemar Malach, not like Hillel, not like Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah. Chotza is also not kevei before Gemar Malach. Lafuki mid Rabbi Yaakov, this non hamavir teinim bechatzeirei liktzois, that he was shetayach teinim bechatzeirei liktzois, bonov bnei eid bnei beise oichlin meham arei upturim in hamaisa. So it's liktzois, it's before Gemar Malach, so you lati achilas arei. But Tony Allah Rabbi Yaakov Mechayev. Rabbi Yaakov says, since it was brought into a chotzer, so chotzer is kevei, I feel it before Gemar Malach. Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yudah poiter. So memele, Rabbi Yaakov says, we paskin like Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yudah, and not like Rabbi Yaakov. Rashi chotzer itzterech lashmine, lafuke mehaitane. The Tony Rabbi Yaakov Mechayev, they said chosas machayim before gmar malachas. Less hilchos kibosai. Kabi yisib Rabbi Yehuda the poiter. That's the second thing. Trume Rabbi Yochanan said trume is also not kevei before gmar malachas. Lafuki mit Rabbi Lezer. It's not perish at home and as for nigmar malachta. Rabbi Lezer oisa lechel mehem aroi. Chachamim matirim. Paskin like the chachamim. Merkach kedesanye, ale keyach tainim me am haoretz. Vemokim sheroiv neodom dursi. A person purchases tainim in a place that roiv neodom adursim. That means tainim is lo nigmaron malach. The people don't eat tainim like this. They're deiris and they make tzias and it's not nigmaron malach. So, in other words, he bought Ta'inim sheloi nigmaru malachtam from an amoret. So it says in the Baraisa oichel mehem aroi, ilatir aroi, because you bought before gemar maloche, so you ilatir aroi. So Bemison, we see already from over here that mekach is not keveya. That's already, that's the raya already. We see the chomemot that mekach is not keveya midovo sheloi nigmaru malachtam. But now this Baraisa says a few other loch. Now, if he wants to eat kva, umaschon dvai. So, if he wants to give maisel, so he gives maisel dmai, because he bought it from an amoret. And reila maratze maasrim. So the maisel is only the maisel what you give from dmai, with all halachis. You mafrish, only maisel, and you keep it for yourself, and truminat mafrish, etc. Shma minot la. So from this baraisa we can derive three halachis. Shma minot mekach enei kevas al badova shenigmar malachta. It says oichlon aroi. That's an egei alonu. Shma minot roi v'amoretz ma'asren hein. Yes, because it says ma'asren d'mai. Shma minot ma'asren d'mai ma'amoretz afilu badova shenigmar malachta. This is a meyudik achidish that we say the reiv amaratz ma'asrim afilu bedovish leinigmar malachta. I mean, Rashi in the Mishnah said that no one usually gives ma'asrim and dovish leinigmar malachta. But from this Mishnah, if we assume that there's a reiv that ma'asrim was given, so we see fakert that they give ma'asrim bedovish leinigmar malachta. Olafuke, and who holds that Mecca? So this town holds that Mecca is not Kaveya. The person exchanges peiros, that the Reuven gives his peiros to Shimon, Shimon to Reuven, which in other words is equivalent to a mekach, is zelechel v'zelechel. So if both are nigmar malachton, it's one thing. Zelekatzis v'zelekatzis, or both are loy nigmar malachton, zelechel v'zelekatzis, chayiv. So the Tanakama holds that you're chayiv. That means the Tanakama holds that Mekach is Keveya afilu b'loi nigmar malachta. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lechol chayv lekatzis poter. Rabbi Yehuda is like that Tana of the Mishnah. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Ochi gesine, Mekach is anal kech teinim itzal chashmina dilchus akihach, v'loi kidach masnisin de pligi oler lekamei. Ale kech teinim amoretz, v'mokim shchev niolim dirsim. Shiroiv ne odom oisim teineihem ktsiyis, vidursim oisim begulim. Havalu stam teinim dovo shleinigmero malachtai. So teinim adovo shleinigmero malachtai. Oichel mehem aroi. Dei mekach kevei bedovo shleinigmero malachtai. Bekulu shleiro pnei abayis kamayri. Would seem from Rashi, if it was rias pnei abayis plus mekach, then it would be kevei. Umaisron d'maik, shebol asron maisron d'maik, kedin kol ha-loikrin mi-am-oret, shein tzorch lafrish trume, v'lechshidi alo. Lemrinin hani vadi loy maisri, dekoidim g'mar malocha loy esrin am-oret, deksober haitan, yeshe maasrim koidim g'mar malocha, midin egesi, people do like that, the mafrish before g'mar malocha. Lina mei lekula. Reil am-oret maasrim ein, but as lina lekula, dekom a maisron d'maik. Chum abal mei, d'achma lafrushi misveike, shah maisr shenech shdu aleim. Lafuki modis nana, Rabbi Yochanan koi, Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer leol mekach, eini kevei bedovish, nigmar malachta, as lashmina, de hilchasi ki hod amrinu leol, lafuki mehach, here is a tanda that holds, that you're chayiv ba loy nigmar malachta, machlof hain mekach, lekatsa is tahainu loy nigmar, chayiv de mekach kova afilu bishu loy nigmar, lechol chayiv zeshadat lechol chayiv, לידי גמר מלוכי הודרן הלוך המייבי.